A safer cookout. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Whether it's Labor Day or any occasion to cook out, food safety has to come first. It's almost criminal the number of food-related illness cases that come from Labor Day weekend picnics and cookouts. Gary Crawford has more.
Food safety experts say it's almost... criminal, the things some of us do for cookouts and picnics, things that are just asking for trouble, trouble that could likely be avoided if we would just
sit down and make a plan.
Marianne Gravely's with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you in a minute. She says planning is really a good idea when the picnic or cookout is out at a park or anywhere not near someone's home, especially your home. First, here's a partial list of stuff you need to bring.
Some water and some paper towels, some hand wipes so that everybody can wash their hands if they're preparing food or before serving.
And if you're grilling out there or actually anywhere,
pack that thermometer so that you can be sure that you've cooked the food thoroughly.
As to transporting food, you're going to need coolers that are really cool, under 40 degrees. And if you're transporting meat or poultry, especially raw, uncooked, plan a way to keep that stuff totally separate from foods that will not be cooked. Now, one type of planning ahead may not be such a good idea.
Sometimes people want to prepare some of the food in advance. Let's say they want to just brown the chicken and then finish cooking it later. That's not safe. You need to cook a food from start to finish completely.
Otherwise, the meat's very likely to stay in the temperature danger zone in which bacteria multiply. And on that score, Marianne says once the eating starts, get those perishable foods back in the cooler as soon as possible. You can get more information on this by calling the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, or go online to askkaren.gov. AskKaren.gov. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.